Syrian foreign minister in Tehran. Walid al-Muallem, the Syrian foreign minister, arrived in Tehran and held talks with Iran's foreign minister, Ali Akbar Salehi, and other Iranian officials, including Iran's secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili. Iran says it's worried about the escalation of violence in Syria. It also has renewed a call on the Syrian opposition to sit down for talks with the government to bring an end to the ongoing crisis. Speaking at a joint press conference with Syrian foreign minister in Tehran, Iran's Ali Akbar Salehi said Tehran's top priority is to help find a solution to end the bloodshed.
Iran believes the best solution to solve the crisis in Syria will be holding direct talks between the opposition and the government of Syria, and military intervention will never be successful.
For his part, the Syrian foreign minister believes dialogue is the only way out of the crisis. Walid al-Muallem accused the U.S. of double standards, saying Washington speaks of a political solution, but at the same time provides aid to groups killing the Syrian people.
If they truly wanted a political settlement, they wouldn't punish the Syrian people and finance opposition groups with the so-called non-lethal aid. Who are they kidding? No one is allowed to infringe on Syrian national sovereignty. The Syrian people will choose their own leaders through the ballot box, or refuse to be a piece of chess in the hands of the international community.
He was referring to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's recent announcement at a so-called Friends of Syria conference in Rome that Washington will provide non-lethal aid directly to Syria's rebels, in addition to $60 million in assistance to Syria's political opposition. Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi stressed that whether Syrian President Bashar al-Assad stays or goes will be decided in presidential elections scheduled for next year.
Assad is Syria's legal president until the next elections. Individuals have the freedom to run as candidate. Until that time, Assad is Syria's president.
To help resolve the Syrian crisis, Iran has proposed a plan comprising 6 points, including a halt to all acts of violence in Syria, national dialogue followed by the establishment of a transitional government agreed by all sides, and free parliamentary and presidential elections. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.